I'm Peyton Manning, and you're watching Broncos TV.
Doesn't matter if it's the preseason, always good to fly home with a win. The Broncos did just that last night after beating Houston 14-10. Team's 2-0. It's great. Two home games left in 2 weeks until that roster has to get down to the final 53. Broncos getting ready for the Baltimore Ravens. Lots to get to in the next half hour, including Peyton Manning's debut in Gary Kubiak's offense. Ronnie Hillman, he wants to make sure the entire coaching staff remembers he can still carry the ball. And this defense, man, have they shown up through two games so far in this preseason. We got lots to get to. Sit back and relax. Broncos TV live from Buffalo Wild Wings starts right now. Hi, everyone. Hope you had an absolutely fantastic weekend. This is Broncos TV Live training camp here at Buffalo Wild Wings on this Sunday with Phil Milani and Shaquille Barrett, who will join us here in a minute. I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for taking a chance to join us here less than 24 hours after the Broncos' second preseason game. If it feels like we were just in Houston yesterday, Phil, it's because we were. There less than 24 hours ago. Broncos fly home with a win, beating the Texans 14-10, and I think you want to get those two road games out of the way. See where you stand going on the road, going against an opponent 2 weeks. They get those games done, and right now you're looking at a team that's 2-0. And through eight quarters of football, we'll talk to Shaq about that in a second, one touchdown given up on defense. I know you want to dive too deep into stats off the top, but it passes the eye test.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you see them getting after the quarterback. They're, you know, causing problems. The defense is really enforcing itself, and it's a good sign to see just two games into this preseason.
Yeah, 12 sacks through two games, and one of the guys who's leading this team in sacks, tied with Darius Kilgo, both with two, linebacker Shaq Barrett, who joins us here on this Sunday. Shaq, let's just start right away. I can tell going back from the start of camp all the way until last night, it just looks like you're so much more comfortable in just having fun. What's the difference between last year and this year?
Just having a first year under my belt is just a great experience, and now I'm more comfortable out there, like you said. I can relax a little bit more, pay attention to, keys and stuff. Like, when I'm my first year in, I'm just nervous, trying to worry about the play call, but now I feel like I know the plays pretty well, so I can just, focus on, tackle steps and footwork, and look at the play clock for get off times and stuff like that. So it helps out a lot that I had the first year under my belt now.
So you had a little coaching moment last night. Coach Kubiak brought it up in the locker room after the game, the personal foul in the third quarter. But what did he say to you? He said, go out there and make a play to help win this game. And with a less than a minute left, you went out and did that. And he acknowledged you in front of the team afterwards. Talk about that dialogue with the coach and the fact that you were actually able to go out and do it.
Yeah. They called me for, trying to rip the helmet off.
I think that's what it was, too. I think it did come off.
Yeah, I had my hand on the ball, and I was trying to rip the ball out, and I guess I must have hit his helmet when I was trying to rip the ball out. But Coach Kubiak got me on the sideline, talked to me after that play, telling me I got to keep my head and stuff, and he just told me that I'm going to have to make a play to make up for it later in the game, and I came out there just playing football, still playing football, just doing my job, and the opportunity presented itself, and I just went in and, kept doing my job, using my keys and stuff, right footwork and stuff, and I made the play and just happy that I could make up for that mistake that I had.
Did you exhale? You didn't really celebrate. You just kind of, it's almost like you turned to the bench and you walked back to the sidelines. Is that how you felt, the fact that you had the chance to do it?
Yeah, I just, I think it is doing my job right now, and then once I, start doing it against, some of the older guys and some of, the ones and stuff, I could, start celebrating and stuff like that. But right now, I'm just working right now. I'm trying to earn some playing time, a role on the team, special teams-wise, defense-wise, whatever they need me at. But, yeah, I mean, I'm having fun out there. But, when I get a sack or something like that, I feel like I'm just doing my job at the time.
Shaq, with so many guys getting after the quarterback in this Wade Phillips defense, you feel like you're flying under the radar a little bit?
I mean, I don't mind playing the underdog role. I mean, if I can fly under the radar, it's not bad at all. But teams out there are watching the film and everything, and they see me, and I don't think they're not game planning for me or nothing, but they might have a chip every now and again over there for me. But flying under the radar, it's not a bad thing at all.
No.
Just as long as I keep doing what I'm doing, and my coaches and my teammates recognizing, that's all that matters.
Wanted to ask you a couple of personal questions here. First of all, Shaq. An unusual first name that you named after the Shaq?
Oh, yes, sir. I talked to my dad about it a few years back because Pete was telling me, I think you named that the Shaquille. Where else would he get the name from? I'm I don't know. So let me ask him. So I asked him. He told me I was named after him. I didn't dig too much into the story, but I'm pretty sure he was a beast back in 92, whatever he was doing in 92 when I was born. I don't know, probably what, high school, college. But, yeah, he was probably doing something real good back then.
And I was going to ask, we were talking before the show started here that you have three kids now.
Yeah.
Like you said, you're just trying to find a spot on this team. What is it like, you know, having three kids at home and still trying to come to work, training camp all the time with the pressure of trying to make a spot on this team?
Oh, it's just motivation, just knowing that I got the family at home depending on me to provide for them, and I like the job of providing for my family, so I'm going to come out there and just work as hard as I could possibly work and get the job done. And like last year, I came out, I worked hard, I landed on practice squad. That was a good start, good stepping stone for me, and now I'm still coming out working hard, and hopefully I could get a promotion and role this year.
An upgrade.
Yeah.
How much does it help your confidence, not just you, but the guys you're out there with on defense when you get to the quarterback, you get to the ball, and it's not just one guy. There's two, three, sometimes four there at the same time for a loss. How much does that help you guys? You're trying to learn all this right now.
Oh, it's great as a defense to have a lot of players who contribute and run this game well. And it shows that we have depth. Like, everybody, like, wants to be that guy to make the play.
Right.
Don't nobody just want to be out there just going through the motion. Everybody want to be the guy, and that's
right.
What we need to have a successful defense. Everybody needs to just come out there and lead by example, show that they can make plays, and when they get the opportunity, they will make plays.
So I know you and Darius Kilgo are getting a lot of snaps. You guys both tied leading the team in sacks. I'm wondering, you're going to ask Shane Ray for that 56 back after he asked it for you?
I actually like 48.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. I keep it.
It's working
it
last well, right?
Year, right. And,
like, we couldn't wear it last year. That's the only reason why I changed my number last year. But, yeah, I told him, like, 48. I'm comfortable with that number. I like it better than, like, 50 and 51. Like, almost all the other numbers except, like, 52, 55, and probably 56. I like 48 better than all those.
Well, I don't blame you. When you're out there making plays, putting stuff on tape, and you see that number 48, you should keep it. Because so far through two games, Shaq doing a great job.
Thank
you so much. Thanks for joining us here on this Sunday night. Shaq Barrett, everyone, in case you missed why we had Shaq on, he did make some plays. We told you to really help the Broncos tie up that game last night. In case you missed it, highlights from last night's 14-10 win in Houston.
Third and nine for the Broncos from the shotgun. Peyton throws it out to Owen Daniels, and he's got a first down out at the 48-yard line. Broncos still with their first-string defense. On first down, that throw is broken up by Brandon Marshall. First and 10 from the 8. The handoff, a big hole up the middle to C.J. Anderson out to the 22 before Eddie Pleasant makes the tackle, but it's a gain of 15. Second down and 10 for Denver at their own 43. Osweiler looking right over the middle and throwing. He's got a man. It's Andre Caldwell. Touchdown!
What a play. What a play.
And on second down, here comes the rush, and Kayvon Webster introduces himself to Hoyer. First sack of the night for Denver. Here's Hoyer. Here comes the rush, and down he goes. Sylvester Williams right up the middle. Al, tell me about it. As a D-lineman, there's nothing a quarterback hates more than pressure up the middle. Just saw that graphic a fifth time tonight that the Broncos have started inside their own 10. Is Simeon over the middle with a strike to Marcel Jensen for a first down. Third and 10. Simeon throws for Locks. He's got it for a touchdown.
What a great look that was for a back shoulder throw.
Dumps it out to Kari Lee, but he is tackled inbounds at the 30. That may be it. The clock at 5. They may not be able to kill it, and that will be it. That's the final play of the game, and Denver gets out of Houston with a 14-10 win